5, chapter 18, the residence of Jambudvip for prayers, is text number 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Harir hi Sakshad Bhagavan Shariranam Atma Jasanam Iva Trayam Ipsitam Hitva Mahams Tam Yadi Sajate Grihi Tada Mahatvam Vayasa Dampatinam Harihi Sakshat Harihi Sakshat Bhagavan Sharinam Atma Jasanam Nivatayam Ipsitam Hitva maham sam yadi sachati grihi Tada mahatvam vayasa tam patinam Harihi sakshat bhagavan shariranam Atma jasanam nivatayam ipsitam Hitva maham sam yadi sachati grihi Tada mahatvam vayasa dampatinam Harihi sakshat bhagavan shariranam Atma jahasnam nivatayam ipsitam Hitva maham sam yadi sajati grihi Tada mahatvam vyasa dampatinam Hari sakshat bhagavan shariranam Atma dasanam nivatvayam ipsitam Vipamaham samyadi sajate vihe Tada mahatvam vyasadam patinam Harihi sakshat bhagavan sharirinam Atma jasanam niyatvai sitam Hitvamaham samyari sajati grihi Hitvamaham samyari sajati patnam Harihi sakshat bhagavan sharinanam Vamaham samyadi sajati vihe Vamaham vyasatam Harihi sakshat bhagavan sharirinam Atma jahisnam nivatvai sitam Hitva maham samyadi sakshate priya Adamatvam vayasatam patinam हरे री साक्षात भगवान शरीर नाम आत्मा का सम्निवासाय अमिप्सितम् यद्वामहं सम्यदि साचते गृहे महात्मं व्यासतं प्रतिनम् हरिः साक्षात् भगवान् शरीरम् आत्मा कस्नामिव त्वयमीप्सितम् यद्वामहं सम्यदि साचते गृहे महात्मं व्यासतम् हरे साक्षात् भगवान् शरीर नाम आत्मा दशनामेव त्वयम् ईप्सितम् यद्वामहं सम्यविचारितेः रामात्मं व्यस्तं पतितम् हरिः साक्षात् भगवान् शरीरम् आत्मा च सनामिव त्वयां दीप्सितम् यद्वामहं सञ्जरि सचते वीरे आत्मं वयसाप्तं पत्निनम् हरि द लॉर्ड हि सर्टेनली साक्षात् डायरेक्टली भगवान् द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड शरीरिणं ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज हु हैव एक्सेप्टेड मटेरियल बॉडीज Atma, the life and soul. Jashanam, of the aquatics. Eva, like. Toyam, the vast water. Ipsitam, is desired. Hitva, giving up. Mahan, a great personality. Tam, him. Yadi, if sajate becomes attached grihi to household life tada at that time mahatvam greatness vayasa by age dam patinam of the husband and wife Translation in purple by His Divine Grace of Acharanada Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Just as aquatics always desire to remain in the vast mass of water, all conditioned living entities naturally desire to remain in the vast existence of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, if someone very great by material calculations fails to take shelter of the Supreme Soul, but instead becomes attached to a material household life, his greatness is like that of a young low-class couple. One who is too attached to material life loses all good spiritual qualities. Please repeat. Just as aquatics always desire to remain in the vast mass of water, all conditioned living entities naturally desire to remain in the vast existence of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, if someone very great by material calculations fails to take shelter of the Supreme Soul, but instead becomes attached to material household life, his greatness is like that of a young, low-class couple. One who is too attached to material life loses all good spiritual qualities. Purport. Although crocodiles are very fierce animals, they are powerless when they venture out of the water onto land. When they are out of the water, they cannot exhibit their original power. Similarly, the all-pervading Supersoul, Paramatma, is a source of all living entities, and all living entities are part and parcel of Him. When the living entity remains in contact with the all-pervading Vasudeva, the personality of Godhead, He manifests His spiritual power, exactly as a crocodile exhibits his strength in the water. In other words, the greatness of the living entity can be perceived when he is in the spiritual world, engaged in spiritual activities. Many householders, although well educated in the knowledge of the Vedas, become attached to family life. They are compared herein to crocodiles out of water, for they are devoid of all spiritual strength. Their greatness is like that of a young husband and wife, who, though uneducated, praise one another and become attached to their own temporary beauty. This kind of greatness is appreciated only by low-class men with no qualifications. Everyone should therefore seek the shelter of the Supreme Soul, the source of all living entities. No one should waste his time in the so-called happiness of materialistic household life. In the Vedic civilization, this type of crippled life is allowed only until one's 50th year, when one must give up family life and enter either the order of Vanaprastha, independent retired life for cultivation of spiritual knowledge, or sannyas, the renounced order, in which one completely takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agyant Mirandasya Chananjanan Shupakriya Takshura Militandina Tasmaya Shri Kudinaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karatha Shri Vashari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare. Just as aquatics always desire to remain in the vast mass of water, all conditioned soul, living entities naturally desire to remain in the vast existence of the Supreme Lord. So, everything is resting in the Supreme Lord. Everything that we know, the whole of existence is resting in the Supreme Lord. So the devotees, they are desiring to remain in this vast existence of the Supreme Lord. But unfortunately, we have forgotten, well, we've become covered by this material consciousness, and we've forgotten that spiritual existence, it's called Vasudeva, Prabhupada, the all-pervading Vasudeva, is everywhere. And there is no actually disconnection from Vasudeva, because ultimately we are also spiritual parts of the Lord, but that small part has become covered by material identification. And we've forgotten our real existence, and we're identifying with this temporary existence. And then we create friendship, society, love, etc. But here it's saying that this kind of so-called greatness of the material world, getting it together materially in the world and living okay in the material world, that's not great at all, it's saying here. Because if you've forgotten your spiritual existence, that is actually great. and material existence is the opposite. It's a grand illusion. So this Vasudev consciousness, this means pure consciousness. In the Srimad Bhagavatam we find in the third canto, talking about the creation, and then the living entity is coming to the material existence, to the Mahatattva, but there's no manifestation yet. The modes of material nature are not manifested. So that is only pure goodness is prevailing them, Sudashattva. So the living entity is in its natural constitutional position at that time. He's in the Sudasattva atmosphere because there is no material atmosphere. He's come out of the body of Vishnu into the Mahatattva. He's awakened. And he's only the Vasudeva consciousness is pervasive. The material manifestation hasn't evolved at that time. So one can remember his existence, or that he is remembering existence, or feeling his existence at that time. So this is called Vasudeva consciousness. And it's like that all the time. Right now, this Vasudeva consciousness is present, right here, right in this room, right within the atom even. He's all pervading everywhere. But we fail to see it. We're seeing all the material objects, or the covering of the Vasudeva consciousness, but we don't actually see or feel the Vasudeva consciousness in our conditioned state. So, but it's a fact that the spirit is pervading here right now. Everything is existing in and on spirit. So the idea is that we have to tune into this spirit which is within everything in this world. So this is called Adbhut, astonishing in the Bhagavad Gita. Adbhut, very astonishing, very wonderful thing. Also described in Bhagavad Gita as Ketchagga, that person who is a knower of the field, also refers to the Super Ketchagga, also refers to the knower of everybody. But the Ketchagga is the living entity, so who's the knower of what's going on? He knows what's going on, not just philosophically, but he feels the presence of the spirit everywhere. He's the Ketchagra. He can distinguish the self from the field of activities. He's the knower of the activities because he is aloof from the activity. Now we cannot perceive him. You cannot see the woods for the trees. It's an English expression. You cannot see the woods for the trees. When you're in the forest, you can't see the shape of the forest, right? All you see is trees. There's so many trees, you don't. So you cannot see the woods for the trees, so it's like that. The spirit is here right now, but because of everything else that's going on, that's absorbing our consciousness, diverting our consciousness into thinking that everything else, this is the only reality, what we can perceive with our senses, and this is all that's existing. But there is a spiritual consciousness existing. It's called Vasudeva. Vasudeva is Krishna alone. Krishna alone means Shantaras, means you are contacting. It's your Shambhanda. Now you've contacted spirit. The connection is made with spirit. In Shantaras, because there's no manifestation of activity. Anyway, the living entity is actually in that pure state when he first reappears again in the material world after the last creation. And he's actually conscious of his eternal existence and the existence of the all-pervading Vasudeva. He can feel him everywhere. That's, it's not that he doesn't see anything else. A person in spiritual life, it's not that he only sees spirit, but he sees, or he, rather he feels, he's dealing with the material world, but he feels the spirit in his heart, in the heart of others. So, okay, just like the gopis, they see. They're addressing the trees and the plants. And have you seen Krishna? Has he gone this way? So this is, of course, this is higher than even the Shantarasa perceiving spirit everywhere. But they're talking to the trees and things like that. And then they see the trees in their ecstasy, and they see the tamala tree, and it's black, and it's Krishna. Black means it just draws out their attraction for Krishna, because Krishna is black. So they see Krishna in the tree, and the Srimati Radharani embraces the tamala tree, and all of her friends are laughing. What are you doing? You're embracing a tree. But she sees Krishna. She sees black. Her love for Krishna is so strong that any slight thing that reminds her, it evokes that emotion, and she actually sees Krishna. Krishnadas Kaviraj said, it's not exactly that they don't see the tree, but they see Krishna. The tree is there, but they see Krishna becomes more prominent. It's like a superimposition. But Krishna becomes more prominent because of their love for Krishna is much more powerful than their attraction for the material objects. So, but anyway, Vasudeva consciousness is there. Krishna alone, when Krishna is with his energy, he's called Dwarkadisha. So this Vasudeva is supreme consciousness. Actually, the jiva is an expansion of Vasudeva. Source of the jivas, they're coming from Vasudeva because he represents the consciousness, and we are conscious. So our existence is coming from the that supreme conscious Vasudeva. He's the source of consciousness. So, yeah, so like even in the beginning of creation, you have to be aware of Vasudeva because there's nothing else to be aware of at that time. Everything is unmanifested. But the creation is going on, so then the next evolvement is the Ahankara principle. So the Ahankara principle, this is like the Purusha Bhava, that I'm the enjoyer, I'm the controller. This is a dictation from Shankarshan. False ego is a dictation from Shankarshan. He's the he expands as Lord Shiva, Shankarshan, who becomes the false ego principle. In the universal form, Lord Shiva is the Ahankara principle of the universal form. So he's actually the Ishtadeva for the Ahankara principle. So that's the next manifestation. And it's actually a dictation through Shankarshan. And it's dictation that I'm the controller, I'm the enjoyer. So this is... our original sinful desire. We want to be the controller and enjoyer. It's Krishna's position, but we want to take it. So that's sinful. All of existence is based on our sinful desire. See, then because of that, then the whole material manifestation becomes manifested. because of our sinful desire. So the root of the material universe is sin. So the living entity, when he feels this dictation from Shankarshani, I'm the controller, and yes, he says, that's what I want. So then, at that time, the false ego covers him. So, he's a pure soul, Vasudeva in consciousness, but now he's being covered by the Ahankara principle, the fourth, and that becomes prominent. Now everything he does is going through the Ahankara because he is covered by this element Ahankara. So everything that's coming from him is coming through the Ahankara principle. And he has this the feeling of, I am the controller and I am the enjoyer. So now there is need of a universe. Before, there's no need of a universe. But now there is a need because the living entity is covered. Where can he control and enjoy? So there has to be a manifestation. He didn't have to choose Ahankara. He could have remained in Vasudeva consciousness. Actually, he could have gone back to Godhead. But he accepted the dictation and identified himself as being the enjoyer, controller and enjoyer. So therefore, now there is a need of a material universe for the living entities to exhibit their sinful desires of being the controllers and enjoyers, or the imitators of Krishna. So then from that point, then the whole universe evolves. Simultaneously, it becomes manifest. Prabhupada says, just like you roll a carpet, simultaneously the whole creation is manifested. So this is why this is Prahlad Maharaj and the residents of Jambudvipa offering prayers to Lord Nrisingadeva. This is the next verse. There's no purport, but they're saying, therefore, O demons, give up the so-called happiness of family life and simply take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nrisingadeva, which are the actual shelter of fearlessness. Entanglement in family life is the root cause of material attachment, indefatigable desires, moroseness, anger, despair, fear, and the desire for false prestige, all of which result in a repetition of birth and death. So this is this summary of the material world here. And we experience it also, all these bad qualities of fearfulness, entanglement, attachment, desires, moroseness, always in anxiety. And this is simply causing a repetition of birth again. So we're doing exactly the same thing, going through these. What we think is great, but what he's being described is completely the opposite. The spirit is great, and the material is simply entangling. Especially here, they're talking about household life. Because then that has to expand, your attachment has to expand. You have Sri means expand, the wife, children, you have to have a house, you have to have food, you have to have medicine, you have to have money. So like that, the attachment gets stronger and stronger. So here, given an example of the the crocodile. Crocodile is a very fierce animal, but when they're out of the water, they are powerless. They don't have so much power. Still, they have power, some power, but not so much. One devotee told me once he went to one park. There were big crocodiles in Australia, I think. There crocodiles in Australia? Yeah. One big park, there was a big croc there. So he thought, he's out of water, he can't do anything here. So he had a stick and he hit his tail. No, he hit his body with a stick. And then he lifted the stick up again to hit him again. Before he had time to even move it, the croc, his tail come around and hit the stick and knocked the stick long way away. All in a fraction of a second. He thought, wow, you know, that could have been my head. But even though the crocodile was on the land, it was still dangerous. But more dangerous in the water, because he's in his element. So this is the story of Gajendra. Illustrates this fact, and the crocodile grabbed the leg of Gajendra when he was taking bath in the water, and this battle went on for a thousand years, I think. And naturally the croc was getting stronger because he was in the water, he was drinking blood from the foot, so he likes blood, he was getting his energy, he was becoming inspired. And poor elephant, he was on the land and in the water, he couldn't get his own food, and he was getting weaker, and he was coming uninspired. He had so no hope. So this great battle was going on, and so the crocodile, because he was in his element, he became very strong, and the elephant, out of his element, he was becoming weaker and weaker. So Prabhupada mentions in the purport, we have to remain in our element. There are different elements. There are different elements, and he says, like there are different ashrams according to the different person's capabilities. If you cannot maintain sannyas, then there is a grihastha ashram. But find your element. The idea was find your element and serve Krishna, but don't leave. Just because we're being attacked by Maya, or he addresses the sannyasis, you may be being attacked by Maya, but it's not a reason to pack up and go and leave. Change the ashram if need be, but don't leave taking shelter of Krishna and following the process. So there is... ultimately, everyone has to take shelter of Krishna, like Gajendra did. He said, what use is my family, my wives, my children? No one can help me, actually. Only Krishna can help me, only Vishnu can help me. So then he came to that conclusion. Then he took complete shelter of the Lord. And then the Lord personally appeared, and he killed the croc, cut his head off with his chakra. And say Gajendra, who was previously a Gandhava. So, stay in your element, then you become strong. The fish in the water, he is very active. Prabhupada gives another example of it. Sometimes there's a flood, the rivers swell up and they wash away, and the animals get swept away, and even the elephants, they get swept away in the river and they cannot do anything about it. They're so big, so strong, and there's a little fish about this big, and he's swimming upstream. He has no problem with the flood. He's going upstream against the current and he's quite happy. Whereas the elephant, he's so powerful, he can only be swept away downstream. He cannot, because he's out of his element. But the fish, his element is water, so he's quite comfortable in that. So ultimately the saving element is this all pervasiveness of the Lord, this consciousness of the Lord, which is Krishna consciousness. That is the safe element to be in. Everyone should, all devotees should be, or aspire to be in this element where we are conscious of Krishna at every moment. Not philosophically, but practically. You become aware of the Supreme Person of Godhead, who is all pervading and in the heart of everyone. Vasudeva consciousness. So, There's a lot of opposing elements against when you Prabhupada said it's difficult to make a spiritual world in the a spiritual society in the material world. Everything is going against you in the material world. The material world means that you're meant to be identifying with the body. You're meant to be an illusion. That's how the material world is programmed. It's programmed like that. You're supposed to become under the illusion. You're not supposed to be Krishna conscious. So this is Devi Yeshi Gunamahi Mama Maya Duratya. Krishna says it's acting under my dictation. And this is what the living entity wants. He wants to forget me. So here is that place you can forget me. It's called the material world. And I've arranged it such that it's very difficult to remember me because you don't want to remember me. But if you do surrender to me, unto me, then you can easily cross. I will make it easy for you to cross over the ocean of material existence. And Prabhupada said, Krishna orders Maya out of his parental affection for his lost children in this material world. He orders his Maya. We leave him alone. He's turned his face towards me. He wants to come back. Leave my devotee alone now. I will take charge. Then Krishna actually takes charge of the living entity. And the devotee feels his closeness, he feels his presence, he feels his kindness. Bhakta Vatsala. He understands his presence. So this is the real element, that the element of the soul is to perceive this, our eternal spiritual nature and the Lord's eternal spiritual nature. It's not that everything else disappears or dissolves, it's still here, the material world is still here. But the living entity is living in his eternal nature. And therefore is in contact with the Supreme Lord who has the same nature. So there's no disconnection. Kim tat brahman kim adi atma? Krishna, Arjuna asked Krishna, what is atma? What is Brahman? What is Atman? And Krishna says, the living entity is Brahman. And his eternal nature is called the Self. So when we speak of self-realization, it means realizing your eternal nature. So this is what Krishna consciousness is. It means an awakening process of our eternal nature. Satchit Ananda, we are a small particle of Krishna, Satchit Ananda. It's awakening to that eternal nature, our eternal nature. Because everything is going on in this eternal nature, this spiritual world. Prophecy. It goes on in the eternal nature. Anyway, can't see it. Spiritual activity, spiritual life, everything is going on the eternal, in the eternal nature. Just like we have here, we have Navadvip Dham, it's eternal. Some people can see it, some people cannot, but it's an offense to think that Dham is a part of West Bengal or anything like that. Golokera Premadana, Harinama Samkirtan. The holy name descends from the spiritual, the Dham descends from the spiritual. You shouldn't see it as a part of West Bengal or anything like that. It's the Dharma Parat. But those who have pure vision can actually appreciate, feel the eternal nature of the Dham. Nityananda Shakti, potency. So this is Krishna consciousness. It's an awakening process, awakening to our real identity and the reality that's going on right before us, before our eyes now. But it's covered. We cannot see. So Prabhupada says our Krishna consciousness movement is actually declared war against Maya. the illusory energy in which all the living entities are rotting in this false understanding of civilization. Who's like, where do we ever hear that there's something else is going on here? Whoever speaks about this, something else other than the material world going on, practically. There's millions of newspapers every day reporting news. You never see one time, one day, one small article even, that there's something else is happening here beyond all this material existence. It was a song, something is happening here, and you don't know what it is. Anyway, there's something happening, there's a whole spiritual existence going on. Literally here in the Dham, there is, the whole thing is going on. Mahaprabhu is here, the pastimes are going on. But we cannot appreciate, we cannot see. But it's going on. But we're absorbed in the external. So it's a war against Maya, because Maya is, this is her business, to keep us bound up, keep us illusioned in this material existence. And this is the real, real power of the living entity when he comes into Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, in other words, the greatness of the living entity can perceive when he is in spiritual world or spiritual consciousness, engaged in spiritual activities. That is exhibition of real power, not some material manifestation, or Prabhupada's saying here, pointing out the Grihastha ashram, they're thinking it's so great, we've got it together and we've got nice house and we've got money and we've got... So this is not an exhibition of real power. The real power is coming from the spirit, this eternal nature, the spiritual nature of the living entity. Some look upon him as amazing, some hear him as amazing, some speak about him as amazing. This is Sadhguru. Very amazing, that is the power. But then Krishna says that, but there are others, even after hearing all about, they cannot understand him at all. It's like you can preach to some people till you're blue in the face, and they say, I can't understand a word of what you're saying. What is this spirit? I can't understand. Even after hearing all about him, they cannot understand him at all. So we're fortunate that we meet a pure devotee who can give us that conviction that there is something else happening here. This is not just what we see here, is not the only existence. There is a superior existence. And that is where we belong. That is called back home, back to Godhead. So this is the real element that we should be in. And Prabhupada finishes his Bhagavad Gita on this point, on the last sentence of Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, as it is, last chapter, last verse, last sentence. How the living entity should use his independence properly instead of misusing his independence properly. And then find his natural position, constitutional position again in the haladini potency, in the pleasure-giving potency of the Lord. So this is actually the real state of consciousness that we're trying to be in, the atmosphere where Krishna's pleasure is sought and all activities are performed for Krishna's pleasure. The Prabhupada finished his Bhagavad Gita, so this is the author of the Gita, his conclusion, where he wants to take these listeners and followers. We get back into that haladini potency, that pleasure-giving potency, which is sat-chit-ananda, it's part of the eternal nature. Everything goes on this in the eternal nature, and all the activities that go on in this eternal nature, which is full of consciousness, the main activity is the haladini, or the most important potency is haladini potency. Because that means pleasure potency, that is bringing Krishna pleasure. Just to understand my eternal nature, that's great. That's the greatness of the soul, but it's self-realization, but it's just sambandha. You've made a connection with spirit. Consciousness, chit, now you're conscious, but you're conscious that there is a Supreme Lord, and actually you are His eternal servant. So when you engage in that propensity, in service to the Supreme Lord, for the Lord's satisfaction, for the satisfaction of Radha and Krishna, that is Saladini atmosphere. And the spiritual world, or at least Goloka, is made up of this atmosphere. Everybody's in this atmosphere. The pleasure giving potency, this is their only desire, is to expand the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. So Prabhupada is saying, Bhagavad Gita, this is where we belong. We belong in that Saladini potency. So the idea of Gita is to wake us up and situate us in that in this Haladini giving potency. It's the solution to all the problems. Otherwise the material world is going to go on with us or without us. It's going to go on and on doing the same thing day after day, and everybody's going to remain completely bewildered unless they take shelter of a pure devotee of the Lord who comes and reveals. So, yeah. So stay in. We should stay in our element. We should perform Krishna bhakti all together in a favorable attitude, and that is spiritual consciousness. So at least when we leave our body, we can go progress. Yeah, when we're in that consciousness, it can be perceived when we're in the spiritual world, engaged in spiritual activity, we'll be able to perceive. But even now we can do, Prabhupada saying, better now you become Krishna conscious. It can be perceived now if we are very, diligent in executing the orders of the parampara, then this whole, at least, there will be some manifestation. You can realize your eternal identity, jiva jago. There will be an awakening process. We'll actually realize ourselves as different from matter and be able to perceive the Lord and rebirth. This is just the beginning, actually. But this is what we should be aspiring for also in this material world. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Tomorrow is Snan Yatra. They say, can you say a couple of things about Snan Yatra? It's considered the birthday of Jagannath. It's, or some say when he... Oh. Yeah, when he was installed on that day in the Indradyumna Leela. When Indradyumna went to Satyaloka and that whole Leela, Neel Madhava. So then Neel Madhava disappeared, and then Jagannath wanted to appear in this form. He said for the first half of Lord Brahma's life, Neel Madhava, who was the Krishna deity, Krishna, he was the predominating deity of the universe. Now the second half of Brahma's life, Lord Jagannath becomes the predominating deity. So that whole Leela took place and Lord Jagannath appeared. So this is when he appeared here and was in reappeared, and on they had the Snan Yatra, this Purnima in Jyotsna, so that's his appearance day as Lord Jagannath. Because Krishna's birthday is on the Ashtami, he is Krishna, but there he has another birthday, that's the appearance when he appears here. So when he went into that Mahabhav Prakash Leela, Koma Rupa, his limbs went and became this form of Jagannath as we know. So from that's considered the his birthday also. So we celebrate different birthdays for Jagannath. And Balaram also, he has two birthdays. Balaram Jayanti is his birthday, but also Snan Yatra, he gets another appearance in the form of Jagannath. So there is Lord Jagannath instructed him to Tumna Maharaj many things about his worship. So he says you should build one well in the temple complex there. Shona well, I think it's called. Shona. And that water should be used for my bathing. So generally a well dug in the water, that's not very... in consideration of purity and things like that, you get Ganga, Jamuna, these are best rivers for bathing, and then after that you get other holy rivers, and then you get the ocean, and then you get rivers that flow into the ocean, and then rivers that don't flow into the ocean, and like the last down the line is the well. So it's not considered so suchi, those wells. But anyways, somehow or another Lord Jagannath has his own program, but he has a well dug there inside the temple, and they get water from that, 100 made pots for Jagannath and the other deities, and they get the day before, just like now, they just went on a procession to get Ganga Jal, and then they go into Jagannath Mandir with all the pots. So this is the system. In Puri they do the day before, they get the pots, they should put camphor inside and chandan inside, and they should put a cloth on top and tie it. And also the water gets a bit cooler sitting in the shade. And so then they should come on a Shnan Vedi. They should come on the Shnan Vedi. You should offer saffron at their lotus feet, saffron dust. They're dressed in linen cloth. Sometimes it says silk. So generally the gumtree is a linen, a cotton cloth. But they come from the temple, they'll be dressed in silk cloth, and they go to the Shnan Vedi. Then they'll take the silk cloth, and then they have the bathing cloth, which is generally cotton. I think previously it was silk. I think Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions it used to be silk. Nowadays they use cotton. And so then they begin the Abhishek with these 108 pots of water. You can actually see him if you go to Jagannath Puri, and you can stand on the rooftop opposite, because they have a Snan Vedi is a separate place. It's outside and it's high up. So you can see over the wall. You can go to one of the hotels there or something, and you can see. I haven't seen personally, but you can see it is done. And I think first the head priests go up and they offer something. I'm not sure, probably Panchamrita or something, a little bit. Then after they bathe, then all of a sudden everybody rushes up and everybody's pouring water and throwing water. It only lasts a few minutes, I've heard. Big shower, everyone showering their water, and then it's all finished. And then after that, Lord Jagannath wears a hati besh, or an elephant dress. This is not an Intradumna time festival, this is a more recent festival. There was one pundit came to see the king, and the king was very happy with him. And he said, why don't you come and stay for Snan Yatra and see the festival of Lord Jagannath Snan Yatra? He said, I'm a worshipper of Ganesh. I don't worship anyone else except Ganesh. I don't go to any other temple. I only worship my Ganesh. And the king said, no, he's Bhagavan. He is the source of all it. You won't be disappointed. So he went to the Snan, to see the Snan Yatra, and he saw him, and he thought, I can't see Ganesh, my Ganesh anywhere. I don't think this is, this deity is not actually Bhagavan, this Jagannath, because if he was Bhagavan, as they're saying, then he would have known my heart's desire, he would have fulfilled it. Therefore I don't accept. So then just after that, suddenly Jagannath assumed a face like an elephant. Oh, some people say, because the paint they use, it's not like, you know, we use that synthetic enamel or anything. If it gets wet, it'll start running. It's kind of a water-based. It's oil. It's an oil, but it's not. It doesn't really go hard, that paint. So when they pour water, then all the colors run. So I think somehow or another run, the colors run, and then he got a big trunk, like an elephant trunk, and he had eyes, and he looked like he was little, just like an elephant. So then this pandit was very happy and pleased that, oh, he is Bhagavan, he is Bhagavan. He has fulfilled my desire. So nowadays they make a hatibesh, they make it from a shoulder, like jari and things like that, like a big mask, or what do you call it? Anyway, he dresses like an elephant. Anyway, tomorrow the program should start. We're trying to start about 8:30, I think. The devotees can get water from Ganga, and we'll try and go by eight. Start by 8:30, and till about mid 12 o'clock, it'll go, I suppose. And then there'll be prasadam for everyone. And also, you can see the hatibesh. Come to Jagannath. That'll be 2 o'clock, I guess, something like that. But you can take prasadam. They'll be serving prasadam from early, from 11 o'clock, I guess. Jagannath Swami ki jai, Shnanyatra Mahotsav ki jai, Mitai Go Premanangi. Any comment or question? Okay. Jagannath Swami ki. And there is an Adivash tonight, Jagannath Mandir. And then there is also a Mahaharinam Sankirtan. And prasadam also. What time is it, Kirtan? 5 o'clock? Well, from 4 o'clock till 9 o'clock? If you want to get on the bus, there is buses going, one from Chakra Building, one from Koladweep's house, just by the culvert there, by Bhaktivedanta Hospital, near there. You can get right there, right back, and Mahaprasad also there. And you can get darshan of Jagannath, and you can bathe Jagannath. And you can eat Jagannath Prasad. Jagannath is worshipped by honoring his Mahaprasad. Jagannath Swami Mahaprasad ki. Jai. Itai go premanam ki. Thank you.